Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the University of Oxford Union. Thank you so much for joining today, Grant, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Balak, the 15th day of the month of Tammuz. As we did yesterday, we begin today's program with a message of hope and prayer to be loved for all of those impacted by the tragic building collapse yesterday morning in Surfside, Florida. We ask that all of you, all of our dear callers, please keep all those who are missing and their families in your prayers and your tefillot, especially as we will recite Tehillim momentarily following the words of Chizuk. And I saw a message someone had emailed earlier today. You can say Tehillim over Shabbos. Absolutely. Let's continue to do everything we can for all of those people and for all of their families. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note this, the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Joe Foxbrunner of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim with a long pause and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, although it is not yet confirmed. Hopefully, I will have it by the end of this call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And
Rabbi Foxbrunner, there seems to be some issue with the connection of hearing you, unless it's on my end, so I apologize. Let's try one more time, please.
That's okay.
Yeah. I could hear you. It just doesn't, again, unless it's on my end, the audio is just a little bit challenging to hear. Not as good.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep all these wonderful people waiting.
Just now we hear you. Okay. And it could be it was on my end and everyone else is yelling at their phone saying, we hear him. We hear him. It's you. So, all right. Take it away.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So speaking of yelling at your phone, I hope that we'll soon be turning our attention to yelling upwards. As I mentioned, this is indeed an opportunity. It's an opportunity that we wish we didn't have because as things stand now, we don't know exactly what the outcome is going to be, but we're experiencing a tragedy of sorts. It seems to be one of large proportions on multiple levels. As of now, there are multiple people who have perished in the collapse of that building in Surfside. There, as I saw in the news, there's another 159 who are as of yet unaccounted for. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, there are over 100 people who have indeed been accounted for. But now is the time, it's a time of an ace tzara. It's a time of tragedy, time of fear for many individuals and for us on a national level. And our sages teach us that our tefillos, our prayers, are the most important and the most potent at a time like this. This call right now, thanks to the OU and thanks to Rabbi Herman, may represent the largest such prayer group tefillah gathering going on right now. And each one of you calling in surely feels that there is an extra need and necessity for these tefillos right now. And I'm honored to be counted among you as we try to appeal to Hashem to shift those numbers in favor of safety and salvation. We're looking at 100 on one side that we know about, 159 on the other side that we are scared for, and we are praying for, and we hope that this call will help dramatically shift that ratio in the favor of the positive in these few moments together. Let me first share a thought in this week's Parsha. It's now Erev Shabbos, and tomorrow we're going to read Parshas Balak. I'd like to share a bold suggestion that this Parsha presents us with the greatest miracle ever recorded in human history. It's greater than the Esa Makos, the 10 plagues of Mitzrayim. It's greater than Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. It's greater than the sun seeming to stand still in the days of Yehoshua, of Joshua. Let me explain. You see, the evil prophet Bilam tried to curse the Jewish people. He had an incredible force. He possessed a prophetic power that rivaled the prophetic ability of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And his skill was unparalleled, as our sages teach us. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin, tells us that his unique strength came from his ability to understand Hashem's divine schedule, so to speak. Every part of this Devar Torah, by the way, is so to speak, because we don't really know what these things mean, even though we must try to understand what it means for us. But the Gemara says that there's a split second each day when Hashem becomes angry. As it says in the verse in Tehillim, Ve'el Zoen B'chol Yom, God is furious every day. The Gemara explains, how much is his anger? How long does it last? It lasts a rega, the Gemara says, a moment. And how long is that moment? The Gemara tells us exactly how long it is. In English, it's 158,888 of 1 hour. That's the amount of time that God, so to speak, is angry each day. And the Gemara says there is no creature in the world that can precisely determine when that split second is, except for one. That was the one about whom the verse says, Yodea Das Elyon, he knew the knowledge of Most High. That was Bilam. That was the evil prophet Bilam. That was his incredible power. He was able to ascertain the split second of God's daily anger and capitalize on it. Now, I don't want to spoil the ending. I mean that seriously. As we approach Shabbos and we approach the Parsha this year, we should try to look at it fresh each and every year. I try, in listening to the Parsha, to pretend like I don't know what's coming up next. It gives it certain freshness and a certain new meaning. But with this spoiler alert, I will note, as we know, that in the end, it didn't work. Hashem did not listen to his curses. He did not allow them to penetrate. Moreover, he turned those attempted curses into powerful blessings that still ring true to this very day. So if you think about it for a moment, do you see what Hashem did for us during this period, the period of the story of this week's Parsha? How is it that Bilam's curses didn't work? He knew exactly when the right moment was. How is it that he wasn't able to capitalize on that vulnerable moment? The answer is that Hashem did not allow himself to become angry. The pasuk says he was zoein b'chol yom, he was angry every day except for one, or except for those days that Bilam tried to curse us. Yes, the Gemara reveals to us a little of this divine system. There is this split second of anger on each day, but not on that day. On that day, God broke his very nature, again, so to speak. What an incredible miracle. This is why I suggest it's the greatest miracle in history. You see, all other miracles, Hashem manipulates and modifies or outright shatters the laws of nature. The splitting of the Yamsuf, the 10 plagues, the Makos, when he seems to halt the celestial orbits and the sun stood still. That's where he changed nature. But here we have an event in which he outright shattered not only nature, but his divine nature, so to speak. He broke his own nature, if we could say such a thing, about Hashem. Yes, we believe the world is pliable. We believe in his ability to mold and bend it to his will. But from this week's Parsha, we see even more than that. Out of his intense love for us, for his people, for us, He will not only bend and mold the nature of the natural world, he will also bend and mold his own very nature, something completely unfathomable to us. But there is the extent of his love for us. His love for us is indeed totally unfathomable. So let's face it, the Surfside tragedy shakes us to our core. It's not just the loss of life, the loss of health, the loss of property and stability for so many. That's indeed terrible, and we must do our utmost to feel the loss and help in any way that we can, including this very phone call. But in the email that went out from the OU yesterday, I couldn't help but notice, that this tragedy was mentioned in the context of other recent national tragedies, including the terrible Meron stampede, the bleacher collapse that took place in Givat Sev, in the Karlin Stalin Beis Medrash. And while we don't possess prophets, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, we can't help but notice that there seems to be a pattern of collapse in these three recent tragedies. All three are scenarios of collapse, members of Klal Yisrael, who were fallen and buried under others or under another structure that has collapsed. Well, we really can't know what this means, but it shakes us to our core because it means, it seems to be there's something that is being pointed to here, and we can't tell what it is. The Gemara in Tainus, at the beginning of the third parak, lists other scenarios of tragedy in which we must respond in kind, with proper attention and devotion. Some require fasting, when Chazal could decree such a thing, some extra measures of crying out in prayer. One of those situations listed in the Mishnah was that of a mapolis, a fallen tower or building. The Mishnah teaches us that members of the city must fast and host special prayers, Mis'ana u'Misra'as, and all the surrounding areas must react and step up as well. The sages rule that all the surrounding areas must fast, although they don't have to cry out. Rabbi Akiva rules that all the surrounding areas don't necessarily have to fast, but they must cry out in compassion for their brothers and sisters in suffering and danger. Either way, Chazal's message is abundantly clear. We cannot sit idly by. We are all in the surrounding area that the Mishnah mentions. We must all understand that this moment calls upon us to do a little more, feel a little more, daven a little more, learn a little more Torah, do more acts of chesed, of kindness. We know there's some kind of divine plan, some kind of message, some kind of divine schedule operating here. But it's our tefillah, it's our prayer, that just as he increases his compassion and displays a divine love that broke all pre-existing barriers, including his own divine schedules and plan, we hope and pray that this week, Parshas Balak, Tafshin Pei Aleph, 5781, on the eve of the 17th of Tammuz and the period of prolonged national mourning, we pray, we daven, that this will be the week when we can harness that divine love through our tefillah and ask once again that he breaks the bonds of not only the natural world, but of the divine world, and shows us only comfort, compassion, and salvation. We daven that now should be the moment of the turning point in which we start to see only nechama, only comfort and salvation. And so with these words of hopefully some chizuk that's badly needed, I will ask us all to turn to our daily Tehillim, the four chapters that are recited each day, and hopefully this day with a little more fervor and devotion, as is called upon us at this time. We'll start with the Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzora Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor kol minchosecho ve'olotcho yedash nesbelo. Yitein lecho chilvovecho ve'chol atzotcho yimalei. Miranana b'yishuasecho uv'shem Eloheinu nidigol. Yimalei adonoi kol mishalosecho. Ato yodati kiyoshia adonoy nishicho yanehu mishmei kacho bigvuros yesha yinino eile varechev v'eile basusim v'anachnu v'shem adonoy eloheinu nazkir heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod adonoy hoshia hamelech yanehu v'yom kareinu. Chapter 23, Chaf Kimmel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsor, Binos desha yavitzeni, Almei menuchos inahaleini, Nafshi yeshovev, Yancheni v'mag leitzedek l'ma'an shemo, Gam kielech v'gei tzamoves, Lo iroro ki ato imodi, Shiftecho umishantecho, Heimo yinachamuni, taroch lefonai sholchon neged zoreroi, vishanto vashemen roshi kosi rizvoyo, achtov vachesed yirdifuni kol yinei chayoi, vishafti beveis adonoi leorech yomim. Chapter 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lamalos, esoi nai el haorim, meayin yovo ezri, ezri meim adonoi, osei shamayim voret, al yitem lamot raglecho, al yanum shamrecho, hinei lo yanum, velo yishon shomer yisoel, adonoi shamrecho, adonoi tzilcho, al yad yiminecho, Yomom Hashemesh lo yakeko, v'yareach v'lo yelo. Adonoi yishmorcho, mikol ro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonoi yishmor tzeitzcho uvoecho, me'ato v'yad olam. 130, Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos, imam akim krasicho Adonoi. Adonoi shimo vikoli, tiyeno oznecho kashuvos lakol tachanonoi, im avonos tishmor yo, adonoi mi ya'amod, ki imcho haslicho, laman tivorei, kivisi adonoi kivisto nafshi, v'lidvoro hocholti, nafshi ladonoi mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi hachesed, v'harbe imo ofidus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosov. We now recite Mishaberach for Cholim, for those who are sick or unwell. Feel free to insert their names at the pause. Mi sheberech adoseinu Avram v'Yitzchok v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo u'yivorech v'yirapei es. Besoch shar chole Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Yimal rachamim aleihem lachlimam ulachfosam ulachzikam ulachiosam v'yishlach lehem mehera refua shleima min ha'shamayim v'ramach evareihem. Ushisagi dehem besoch shor choli Yisrael refuas hanefesh refuas haguf hashta ba'agalov izman kariv namar amein.
Thank you so much, Ray Foxbrenner. I don't know if you have a chenu in front of you. If not, I'll jump in and recite it.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'soro u'b'shivyo Omdim bein b'yom u'vein b'yobosho Amokom yirachem aleihev yotziei mitzaru l'ufocho U'me'afeilu l'oro u'mishivu l'gulo Hashto b'agalo v'zman kariv n'mar amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Foxbrenner. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need especially thinking of all those in Surfside and the families, the answer, the tovach, the good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I do not have the speaker's name confirmed, so we will wait with bated breath, excited for who our speaker will be on Monday. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, restful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.